Jeff, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is acknowledging his company's falling stock price, but he says Facebook has overcome hurdles before. Speaking to a standing room only audience at the Disrupt conference in San Francisco in his first interview since the company's rocky initial public offering in May, Zuckerberg says the drop has been disappointing, but notes that the firm is unconventional and is used to ups and downs. Facebook stock has lost half its value since the IPO. Let's talk more about Zuckerberg and whether his words will soothe Facebook investors. We're joined live on the KCBS Newsline by Nick Economides. He is a visiting professor from NYU, currently teaching at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business. Thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon. Do you think Mark Zuckerberg's words, he was addressing a tech conference, were they aimed at shareholders?
Oh, of course. Now the company is public. I'm sure he is addressing everyone.
So he has to assume that everything he says is going to be viewed through that lens.
That's right.
And is that why he has refrained from saying much of anything until this all sorts out?
I don't know. He looked nervous. I don't know. I mean, I think that there is a problem with the stock. It's at about 50% of the IPO price. Somebody has made a mistake. He can always blame the investment bankers. But ultimately, he gave the information to the investment bankers. So it's problematic for him.
How would you analyze what he had to say today? What did you take from it?
Well, what I took from him is that it's a company that is going the way it used to go before the IPO. He completely controls the company. He's making the strategy. He is progressing, the usual way, trying to make money from ads. He doesn't have any specific plans to get into hardware devices like phones. It seemed more of the same, in my opinion.
How much of this overall, when we take a look at what's transpired with Facebook over the past several months, how much of this is trying to live up to the expectations? Because, as you know, the hype in advance of all of this was just crazy.
Yes. Well, people have made lots of money in IPOs. Remember the Netscape IPO over a decade ago, the Microsoft even earlier, the Google one more recently. So there is a lot of hype when a company is well-known, and there is a chance that the price after the IPO is going to skyrocket. Here the reverse happened, so people should be a bit more cautious with IPOs. I mean, there is a possibility of great profits, but there's also a possibility of great losses.
I want to ask you a little bit more about what Zuckerberg had to say. He said that Facebook is now, it's all about mobile, and that every person or a lot of people who are using Facebook on mobile, there's more engagement, they're spending more time. And he said ultimately he thought Facebook was going to make more money on mobile than on desktop. Do you believe that?
I think that's very likely. I think mobile is the future of the whole industry. And in mobile devices, it's very hard, or not very hard, but it's kind of difficult to delete cookies and to keep changing your identity. For advertisers, knowing exactly who you are and how often you go to Facebook and what else do you do with your phone is very, very important. So there are not only the industry is going that way, but there are some specific advantages to the mobile devices from the point of view of the applications developers.
Okay, so Mark Zuckerberg has come out and spoken now for the first time since all of this about his thoughts on how this has played out. What's next? Is it just going to be earnings reports that investors are watching for, or are there other telltales that will be out there as well?
I think earnings reports are going to be very important. I think Facebook has problems with the privacy policy, so a clearing up of the privacy policy and getting around the various hurdles in that and making sure that people feel comfortable with the information they give to Facebook and the way it's being disclosed. These are going to be the pressing issues, I think, in the next 6 months.
Professor, thank you very much for sharing some of your expertise with us. Nick Economides is a visiting professor from NYU, currently teaching at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business, weighing in with some thoughts on what Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, had to say today.